The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Dr. Suzanne Crowe is with me, a consultant in paediatric intensive care at Crumlin Children's Hospital, to talk about the good weather. Oh, it's great, isn't it? Is it too hot though, Suzanne? Are we at the point where we kind of start to suggest it's too hot?
No, we're not at that point yet. We need another month of it.
Yeah, I tried to run over to the Dublin portal earlier and I was in some sweat. I tell you, I felt too hot then. But it is glorious outside. But I know, you know, my kids are of an age now where it's great. You lather them on sun cream and shove them out the door. But when your kids are that bit younger, I remember being kind of a bit nervous about this time of year, or when the temperatures picked up, particularly at night, whether they'd overheat. And that's kind of who we want to offer a bit of advice to, is it?
Yeah, no, it is a battleground even trying to get sun cream onto small kids. They absolutely hate
it. Don't start.
It's a fight in everybody's house, particularly if some of it goes into somebody's eye. You're never forgiven. But sun cream is just absolutely essential. Yeah.
So when the kids are very, very young, we might move up through the ages. I mean, infants, should they be out in the sun at all?
No, they shouldn't. You can have them in the buggy, and lots of the buggies come with little screens and things. And that's fine as long as they're not in direct sunlight. But also to be careful that behind the little screen, or if you've hung a blanket in front to keep the sun off, that they're not actually, you know, overheating in this microclimate that you've created with the blanket.
How hot does it have to be at night before you worry about them overheating?
Oh, over 30. Degrees.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so I don't think that would happen in Ireland, but if you're on holidays, it's certainly something to think about.
But here in Ireland, because you do hear parents worried about it, it's more that it's just uncomfortable at night.
It's uncomfortable. And particularly if you're still putting them in the zippy up kind of duvet blanket thing, that it might be time to leave that then, because that's going to be too warm.
And in terms of hydration, when they're that young, I mean, do they need to be drinking any more at that age, or are they kind of sweating sufficiently for you to worry about hydration? Is it just the regular amounts?
They're not great at sweating. Babies can't really regulate their temperature very well themselves. So,
God, there's nothing they can do.
No, they're very helpless.
Useless.
That's why we love them so much. But they do need a little bit of extra water. So just keep offering plenty of water to drink. There's no need for any kind of special diuretic or sports drinks or anything like that. Just plenty of water.
And kids' skin, it remains fragile, I take it, does it, for a few years?
Ooh, yeah. Like well up into, you know, age 10, 11, 12, the skin is still very thin. And particularly, you know, I suppose their hair is often still quite thin on the top of their head. So, you know, you might think that they're not going to burn, but they could easily burn through their hair. And then other points that are very fragile are the tops of their ears, their knees, their feet.
So all of this is the area. Well, you've got a sun cream all over, but be very conscious that you get those areas as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And hydration for those older kids, you know, particularly those who are like mine, old enough that you kind of can shove them out the door and they're just tearing around out in this weather all day long.
Yeah, just call them in every half an hour or so and give them a drink of water.
No. Sure, half the joy is that I can shove them out the front door.
Well,
could I leave water out with them in just key places?
Yeah, you can, but you want to check that they're still not up to any other trouble as well.
I don't know about that. Sunburn, what's the difference between sunburn and sunstroke? Like, what happens with sunstroke?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we often confuse them, and to be fair, we don't see much of it in Ireland, but sunburn is obviously damage to the skin, and then sunstroke is really where this ability to try and regulate your own temperature, that it's completely overwhelmed in a baby or a small child. And that's sunstroke or heat exhaustion. And it just means that your body just actually can't cool itself down sufficiently and you're now overheating like a radiator in a car.
Oh, wow. And how does that manifest for a small child?
Well, they'll just go asleep and they could be quite difficult to wake up. They'll be very lethargic, like a limp rag, really, in the buggy. And also the other thing is to just keep an eye on nappies, that they're passing enough pee, that they're going to the loo often enough. So it's really a case of trying to get them out of the sun as quickly as possible, put them into a cool room, and then gently sponge them with lukewarm water. Not freezing cold water, because that'll actually make you shiver. It's just lukewarm water, and then that will evaporate off the skin and just gradually cool them down.
And they'll kind of come to, as it were, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think if they're not coming to within half an hour to an hour, I think it's time to go and get some medical attention.
All right,
like they should come out of it reasonably quickly. And it is worrying if you can't wake your child.
At what age does that stop becoming a risk? Or maybe it's always a risk.
It's all ages. It's just you get a little bit more sense as you get older and you get out of the heat.
Sunburn then, in terms of prevention, I mean, how high an SPF should we be putting on kids? As high as we can get.
Yeah, 30 to 50.
Really?
Yeah, that's why we, in Ireland we're the factor 50 people, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. But isn't it funny how it's, I remember when I was younger, like if you had kind of sallow skin at all, it'd be like, ah, sure, factor 4 or 6. I don't think you can. Can you even buy factor 4 or 6 anymore?
When you're away, you can. But sure, we used to put baby oil on, maximum fry. But no, it's you should be up with the high factor and put plenty of it on.
Yeah.
Even though it is expensive, and that's something that really bugs me, but is the cost of sun cream. I think that that's actually really a bad thing for families.
Yeah, that's something that is kind of a health prevention tool, that there's a cost barrier to it for some people. Yeah, it's a good point, actually. If people do get caught out and the kids have been burned, what should they do?
Yeah, well, look, it does happen to everybody, of course. Little blisters will form, possibly up on things like the shoulders or your arms or whatever you've been burned where the sun has hit. Don't pop the blisters. It's tempting.
Yeah.
We're always asked this question. Don't pop them because you may introduce infection into the damaged area, and that's not a good thing. So just let them dry out. They'll peel off. They'll be there for days, reminding you of the fact that your kid got burned. And they'll heal eventually, often with a tiny bit of white scarring or some freckles. And again, that's a good reminder that that's a place you need to watch again in the future.
Okay. A special attention should be paid to somewhere like that, maybe where there is that scarring. When you're at the beach or they're jumping in and out of paddling pools or through garden hoses, I mean, they should be reapplying the sun cream, should they, fairly regularly?
Yeah, that's a challenge. But you can get water resistant formulations that will last.
Sand,
and you can get the other ones.
Sand into them and stuff, you know?
It's just monstrous. But you can get the other ones that last the full day, and they're a useful investment as well if you don't want to rouse.
You get those vests, though, I know when mine were younger as well. I don't think you'd use it maybe without the sunscreen, but certainly on top of it. They were very handy.
Terrific.
On the beach. You know, when kids. At the backs and the shoulders that are never out in the sun usually, and then suddenly you go down to the beach and the sun is beating down on them. One of those rash vests are great. The kids don't even notice them.
No, they're terrific. And actually the first time I saw them on sale was in Australia about 20 years ago, and then they did arrive in Ireland and we badly needed them. They're great, but don't get the ones with the built-in buoyancy aids. Sometimes they come with the buoyancy aids kind of stitched into the front and the back. They are not a good idea and give people a false sense of security in the water.
Yeah. So the swimming advice is what? Just fire them into the water and they'll make it back to the bank eventually, is it?
Oh, that anxiety is a whole other topic
in
itself.
Yeah, exactly. We might talk about that another day. Listen, great advice. Is last year's sun cream still okay to use? Does it come with a best before date?
It does, but it's usually quite long because it's a pretty powerful chemical in it. So last year's sun cream is fine. And as soon as you open last year's sun cream, go out and buy a new bottle.
I do love the smell of sun cream, I have to say. Oh, yeah, you don't like it. No, I think it's kind of just that it's evocative. I kind of imagine myself in the beach when I smell it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Dr. Suzanne Crowe, consultant in paediatric intensive care at Crumlin Children's Hospital. Suzanne, as always, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.